Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another episode of Head Street Radio on blogtalkradio.com. So I pretty much woke up late today, and I missed every single possible run that I wanted today. But at least the stocks actually ran the way I wanted them to run. I just missed everything. But that's okay. So we're taking a look right now at NYMX. One second, guys. My dog's going nuts. I am live again. All right, guys. So, right now we're looking at NYMX. We have a student of mine who got this at 185. I told him, don't buy. It's too risky. It's going to pull back. And here we are, 178, 179. I wouldn't even be a buyer in this range. I actually lost some cash on this today. I got it way too high. Because I'm looking to buy big blocks. I want 20, 30 cents. I mean 20 to 30,000 shares. I want to make a couple of grand on this. On the swing. Got the setup I wanted. The stock doesn't run. Got in and it pretty much went down from there. The setup was good. You live and you learn. But I'm still extremely up real nice for the week. We had awesome plays after awesome plays. It's been a really, really good week. So, what about this podcast? I want to talk about branding and marketing for public companies. Because some public companies hire these small little marketing firms with terrible names. And it's really bad for branding. Now, think of this. Say you're a CEO of a public company. And you're about to put out a news release out. And saying you're being covered by this firm. And the firm's name, say it's like Awesome Penny Stocks. How is Wall Street going to react to that? What, do you think you're a joke? I would think so. Say you're putting out the news release and you have listed as we're being covered by like pieceofshitstocks.com, POS, or Penny Stock Mafia, Surf Up Stocks, Stock Goodies. Those are names, kiddish names, cartoonish names. For a branding standpoint, do you want your public company even aligned with companies like that? I wouldn't. How can you put that in a news release? Overall, the branding of it doesn't add up. Now, if you had a name like Small Cap Media, that's branding right there. Because the stock's a small cap stock. And media, which media talks about the stocks, right? Let's use other to say like Small Cap TV. It's branding. Wall Street News. Wall Street Live. Hedge Street Trading. These are all names you can use in branding. The key word is branding. If I'm building a public or a private company, I want my company associated with strong brands that I can branch out and grow forward. Because I don't want to look at like as a joke to my competition or the media. How can I go on a show, a podcast of a company, and the name of the podcast is MafiaStocks.com? Who in their right name would even want to be associated with that? I'm not bashing companies like that or bashing newsletters. I'm just simple fact, just from a branding standpoint. I want to be aligned with strong brands, strong marketing concept names as a company. And that's what I provide. It's all about a niche in your marketing. You don't want to be associated with some kiddish name. JetFlyingStocks.com. Okay, that might sound cool concept to get subscribers to join your service. But at the end of the day, who pays you? The company. So wouldn't you want to pretty much appeal to them? I mean, a smarter investor or a smarter trader? You don't want to go from the flippers and the teenagers. Nothing wrong with teenagers, but they don't have enough capital to buy an equity position in your company. You want to appeal to the people 40 to 70 years old. They have pretty much, most of them have that income tax, you know. Most of them have that little Social Security check coming in. They got that capital, so they could put a couple grand into a stock. That's a nice size equity position. They can grow it. So as a public company and as a marketing firm, I want to pretty much please them and attract more viewers from that age frame. They're going for somebody younger who's only going to buy a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand shares and flip it 10 seconds later, even 12 minutes later. As a company, I want to, as a microcap company, professional as I can. So I want a cutting-edge website, a strong demographic of marketing campaign. You want to look legit. If I'm a brand new startup app company, I make cutting edge apps for the iPhone and Android devices, and my stock is being covered by Stock Goodies or Stock Rock and Roll or Penny Stock Mafia, what kind of investors and traders I'm going to attract? You're not going to attract the right ones. You're going to attract nobody. You're not going to get nothing from that. All you're going to get is maybe a couple hours of an increase in buying, and it's all going to go away. And then you're left with nothing. As a company, how are you going to be able to grow and raise capital on that? There's no buying into that. You want to attract two strong investors who have capital to trade. So you're going to have to go with a more professional route. Somebody who understands marketing. They might cost a little more, but somebody who understands the concept of raising money via marketing awareness. Now this works for private and public companies. You want somebody who can take your brand and mold it into their own brand and just market it out to the world. That's not going to happen if you have a really kiddish, cartoonish name. You're not going to get the recognition. Just Google, like, penny stocks, and you'll see all the newsletters pop up. They have all those shitty names, like Stock Heroes, StockHeroes.com. Come on, let's be real here. They're not going to bring in any buying. AlphaStocks.com, that's not going to bring in any buying. All that's going to do is going to create a couple hours of awareness that's going to maybe uptick the stock maybe a little, then the buying is just going to stop and it's going to collapse. That's it. You want to think long term. You just don't want to have a campaign that runs one day. That's the problem when it comes into penny stocks. Because financiers only finance a small group, like the stocks I'm talking, like the company, the groups I'm talking about, for 1 to 2 days max, and you bring in nothing. All it's going to do is piss off the long-term shareholders and cripple your price per share. Because at the end of the day, you have to raise capital, and you can't raise capital on them because they don't bring any money to the table. They bring a bunch of flippers. That's all they bring. That's it. Flippers. I hate to break it to everybody. That's how the penny stock game works. Right now, 174, 175 on NYMX. Dan, if you're listening, you gotta start listening to me more, buddy. When I say don't buy, I really mean don't buy. I would have been a buyer in this range, not the range you bought in. But you will learn, my friend. You will learn. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast today. This is more of a business standpoint. I want to talk about crowdfunding. I am going to have a guy come on eventually, talk about his brand new company. He does crowdfunding. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur that can't go to a bank to raise capital because your product's brand new, your service is brand new, and you don't have the credit to go to a bank for a loan, crowdfunding gives you an unbelievable opportunity to raise capital really quick and take your company to the next level and go public. You don't need banks anymore. Banks are closing. There's more big-name banks. They're closing branches all over. But number one, deposits are down. Number two, if you're a business, it's so hard to deposit money now. If you're in the wire business, like myself, and you get a lot of wires, banks, and you're looking to withdraw money really quickly, because you want to go spend it, you want to do something. If you withdraw $5,000 from your account, the bank right now will pretty much ask you what you're doing with that money, and they will call the cops. No freaking lie, guys. They will call the feds. They will put you on a monitor watch and monitor your transactions if you withdraw $5,000 or more from your business account. And if you do this on a personal account, they'll probably lock you up right at the joint. You know what I mean? It's so hard right now for businesses to have money in your account. It's extremely hard. And it's hard to put your money to work now, too. Because if you're spending a lot of money, they put you on a watch list where you need to monitor your transactions. Now, once I get a wire coming in, I got to wait a couple of days before I even put that money to work. Because as soon as the money comes in, like, why are you spending it already? What's going on? I want to use my bank account to fund my money into other revenue-making services where I'll put money in my trading account. I will spend the money in advertisement. I will pay some freelancers like my web guy who I love to death who's out in Pakistan. So it looks a little weird if I'm wiring money out to Pakistan, but hey, I'm not funding ISIS over here. It's just my guy's in Pakistan. What can you do? He's an awesome guy. Speaks English fine too, which is a plus. So it might look a little weird that I wire a lot of money out to Pakistan, but what can you do? It's just the price of business, right? It's so hard right now to have money in the bank. Now, as an entrepreneur, you can't go to the bank crowdfunding. See, before, you couldn't be a crowdfunder. If you wanted to invest in new startups, you had to be an accredited investor. What that means is you have to have a net worth over $100,000 to even think about starting investing in a startup. Now, since President Obama put this rule in place about 2 years ago, now, anybody can be an accredited investor, and anybody can invest in a crowdfunding service. So, say if you wanted to invest in Facebook before it went public, it was on the second market, which is a whole market filled with startup companies that are about to go public. You could buy shares in these companies, and you could hold them. Once they actually go public, you can cash in. So before, you couldn't do that. So say you wanted to invest in Facebook and you wanted to invest in Twitter, you had to be rich to begin with. Now you have opportunities now to invest in companies where to go public in a crowdfunding scenario. You wouldn't believe the new startup like technology companies are getting financed and going public now via crowdfunding. You could have crowdfunding events. You could have them as the There's a webinar, live webinar, where a company comes on, they pitch, and there's investors on the webinar, and then you invest that way. Or you actually can go to a crowdfunding event, where say if a crowdfunding company wants to hold an event, they'll hold it at some hotel, or some big city, in their convention center or something like that, and they'll have an event that way. Then you can just go to the event, you can see all the companies that are pitching, and then you invest the ones that you want to get into. It's a great way to make money as an entrepreneur. Right now, all I have to do is start a website, get a detailed business plan, and a detailed PowerPoint explaining how we're going to make money, go to an event, sell my service, get funded that day, and pretty much take that money, put it into my business, and grow it. In 3 to 6 months, bam, they got profit, bam, I'm public, and I'm good to go. Pretty much you're cutting out who you're cutting out in this scenario. You're cutting out the banks, which would freak your loans, freak your interest rates. I don't need you. You're cutting out the underwriter to go public. I don't need you, JP Morgan. I don't need you, Merrill Lynch. I don't need any of you. I got the capital myself. I'm going public myself via crowdfunding. So you cut out all those scenarios. And you hold it all on your own with people just like you who believe in you, invest in your product. That eliminates all the big monopoly of business. You're cutting out the banks. You're cutting out the underwriters. And all that profit is yours. That's a beautiful thing. If you're an entrepreneur, man, that is a beautiful thing. Where you don't have to go to a bank and ask them for money. Then you're like, well, you're brand new. Your credit is not too good. We like your concept, but we don't really see on a big scale it can grow anywhere. Well, then you're like, well, okay, well, fuck you. I don't need you, bank. You go to a crowdfunding thing. And bam, you're getting capital. I want to make potato salad. That in a crowdfunding event, that grossed what, over $600,000? Or even more, I think. Do you need that much to make potato salad? No. But hey, they're making potato salad. All you need is a strong concept, a strong marketing output plan, and you're able to sell yourself as an expert, and you can raise capital over capital. And you can cut out the banks, you can cut out the underwriters, and the financiers. Which you deal with people just like you, and you keep the profit all for yourself. That is key. That is the future of business. If you're not able to adapt, you're going to perish very soon. Businesses are going to learn this. Entrepreneurs are going to learn this. Business is all done now by social media. You have a concept. You have a plan, you apply it over social media, your company will grow. That's pretty much it, really. Right now, I'm still looking at NYMX 177, 178. Now it's coming back up. Does it go above 185 and close maybe 190? I hope so. I don't know. Reason why I didn't get back into this is because the share amounts in each order was so small. There's no money opportunities in this for me because I want a big block. I want maybe 25, maybe 30,000 shares. So I can make a few grand really quick. Right here, 10,150 shares came in at 177. We're gonna pull back right here, and let's get back to 180. Ah, so many blocks right now, 179. There's around 7,000 shares at 179. I had a webinar coming out today. I'm gonna push it back until Monday. I've got a lot going on right now. I know we're going to miss our week of a webinar a week. So I've done two last week, the week before, so I have to do one this week. But we're going to miss it. We're going to come back on Monday with a webinar. I just have so much going on right now. We're building the YouTube channel up nice. I got the new site coming out for the remake of Head Street Training. Let's talk about that real quick. It's going to be a brand new logo, a brand new design concept, new service. It's going to be more interactive, where we're going to have a daily Outlook video of the day and a recap. And plus all the stuff I offer with the training room, of course, and doing live streams and CEO interviews with companies, public companies or private companies, the podcast, of course, which is a major point of it, webinars. But we're going to be doing before the market opens, there's going to be a video. And I'm going to have a model, pretty much, pitch to you guys or what I like. Yeah, I'm working out the concept right now, but it's going to be sick. You're going to have a hot ass girl with big freaking knockers, half naked, telling you guys the watch list. It's going to be sick. I'm going to attract a lot of new people. The sex sells. And we're going to do big things. But we're going to have that. Of course, there's going to be me, you know. We're going to have a blog. I'm pretty much going back to writing blogs again. Detailed blogs. We're going to be doing a lot of putting my blogs on LinkedIn, which I'm going to broadcast them out. Like writing a lot of posts. And it's going to get picked up by good media outlets like thestreet.com and so forth. Getting back to doing that stuff. Because that's what I first did. I wrote a blog, daily blog. I got picked up on a major media sites. And people found me that way. I stopped doing that. Because all I did was just email alerts after that. And I stopped doing those because I'd rather tell you directly what I'm looking to buy in a video than emailing it to you. Because who says you check your email daily? Because I don't check my email daily. I have my main email account on my phone. So if I get an email and it's from somebody I don't know and it looks like a business opportunity, I'll read it really quick. But the majority of the stuff I don't even open. Because I'll just go right to the source. So I'm getting away from the whole email alert thing because everybody does that. So I want to do something different. So we have our training room on Facebook. That's going to be our main source of communication. I'm also going to be building. I'm having a new computer coming out. It's going to allow me to do live streams and everything because I'm switching over to a business Comcast internet. So I'm getting rid of Frontier because I'm not getting enough power from my Frontier to live stream. I can download quickly. I can do that. But to actually produce enough power to live stream, you need a lot of power. And Frontier don't got that. So I'm going to Comcast. So I'm going to be broadcasting daily on Ticker TV, which you guys will be able to see my screen. Once you're able to see my screen, you can talk live on that. You can see what I'm looking to trade and what I'm actually trading. And that's going to be broadcast to the world. And to talk privately with me, of course, we have our trading room on Facebook. So we're having that. So we're going to be doing a lot of Google Hangouts soon. Being more interactive. So we're going to have daily research reports on stocks I'm looking to short and I'm looking to buy. Daily watch list. So we're looking to trade videos. A midday report and a recap report. CEO interviews. And much, much more. And the price is going to be extremely low cost. I don't charge a lot. You guys know that. I'm very good with the price. Because I want more students. And for what I offer and my skill set, I'm not trying to say I'm the best in the world, but guys, you see the plays and what I offer, you know I should be charging a lot more than I do. But I don't. Because I love what I do, guys. I have a humongous passion for what I do. I want everybody to be successful. And I want to help every new trader out there possible to be successful. So, do I charge a lot? No. Should I charge a lot? Yes, but I don't. I'm going to be offering a good rate because, of course, everything I do costs money. So, I'm going to have to charge a little more than I do now. But it's not going to be a lot. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of advertisement. So, all the money I get from subscriptions, it's just going back into the company. So, we can do more stuff. Where I can do the podcast. And we're going to be doing a lot of advertisement. So, we get more attractive stuff coming in. So, I'm going to be hitting Facebook hard with ads. Hitting Twitter hard with ads. Hitting big media sites with ads. Like TheStreet.com, the NASDAQ, other media sites. We're going to be growing. We're going to be growing at such a rapid rate. I'm going to start getting opportunities again to actually possibly be interviewed by the CEO magazine again. And be interviewed possibly by CNBC. And stuff like that. Because I was getting offers like that in the past. And I was doing stuff in the past. Because I was writing a blog. I was constantly just writing blogs. Short Starbucks. And I gave a reason why. And that was huge. I got so much feedback from that. So many other companies. Like, what was it? TWER. That was one of my favorite plays from like 4 years ago. It went from 180 all the way up to like 285 within like 3 days. That was a huge play right there. And the stock was doing nothing until I called it. And it was a perfect call. Other stocks in the past, we used to write about all the time. And we got so much feedback from that. They're not even public anymore. Like, I think Dish Network bought them out, which is a CLWR. I think that was the stock. And that was another big major mover a couple years back. I used to write about all the time. So we're getting back to writing a blog. And we're going to be different than everybody else. We're going to be more direct. More cutting edge. Because this is a business, guys. And I think I offer something really good that nobody else actually offers. Nobody else has me. I am special. Let me tell you. My risk management is on point. My strategy is bulletproof. And I'm extremely old school. I read the tape. I see stuff the chart can't pick up. You just follow my lead. And I will lead you to the promised land. So what it is, guys. So what it is. So right now we're looking at NYMX. 174, 175. It's extremely thin, but it's also being extremely manipulated. Because there's only 7,500 shares at 175, 9,000 shares at 176, 700 at 179. It's been extremely manipulated, guys. Market makers are being a bitch on this. So, I want you to come on this journey with us. The new journey of Hedge Street Trading. We've been around now for 3 years. It's been an awesome 3 years. I want to take this to the next level now. Now we're leaving the typical email alert service. We're going into more interactive. We're being interactive with you. I don't want to be those other people who just literally just throw you product after, here's this DVD, buy this DVD. So, hey, wait, I have this brand new newsletter. Buy this newsletter. Wait, I got this news. I got, wait, guys, wait, I got this newsletter too. I want you to buy this one, too. Wait, I got this other one over here. This is also a must-have. Buy this one, too. Wait, I got two more DVDs. Buy these two DVDs also. Oh, there's a DVD over there. Buy that one, too. Oh, this newsletter over here? Buy that, too. As you see, I'm one of those guys who just throws service after service after service after service after service after service for you just to collect fees. I think that's a crack of shit. We're going to have one goal, one product, one result. That's it. One goal, one product, one result. Result is we all bank. I give each and every one of my students one-on-one time and group time. I'm available 24/7. Got a problem? Text me. I answer right away. I'm always available. I'm not going to treat some students different than others because they bought my higher plan or they bought my lower plan. See, before, that's what I thought what you had to do. And it doesn't work that way in business. Not at all. I think we should just have one plan, one goal, one result. See, before, I thought I had to have like three or five different plans where I get some plan. I guess people are this plan. Than that plan, and maybe they'll enjoy this plan. And it doesn't work that way. I learned over the years, it don't work that way. I should just treat every student the same. Every student should be treated the same. And we all should be going for one goal, and that's banking. And we're going to fight hard as hell to get those results. And that's the new history training. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. I'm sure you're enjoying it now. You're going to like it even more. More interactive, more videos. Videos are a lot better now than email alerts. I think videos are the way of the future. I think YouTube is the new TV. So we're coming out with Head Street Training TV, and we have Head Street Training Radio. Those are two products that we're going to implement, go put them out to the world, market them out, let the traders come funneling in. It has changed their lives by banking hard, cold cash. I am a nasty trader. But what I'm really good at, what I'm really, really good at is selling. I can sell anything. I can make a product. I can implement it. Make the product strategy perfectly good. Put it out there to the public, and do a buy. Because that's what I'm good at. I can sell all day long. That's what I do. I know the product I'm talking about. I'm sharp as a tack with the product I'm talking about. So people believe. That is the art of selling. Let's talk about that real quick. This podcast is all about business, is all about selling and selling strategies and so forth, and history training updates. Because I'm not training anything today because I missed out, so I'm not going to chase anything. I'm not going to get anything right now. Friday, am I going to trade tomorrow? Probably not. But we have a podcast tomorrow also. That's going to set up Monday. Monday is going to be our big trading day. I profit for the week. I'm still up nice. Gonna keep it that way. So, right now, NYMX is 176, 177, and it's extremely thin. It's 3:36. Podcast ends. 4 p.m. The webinar will be on Monday. But we're going to be doing some videos and so forth. Rest of the week. Even a Google Hangout on a Saturday or a Sunday. I'm not sure yet. I don't have the new computer yet or the Comcast internet yet. But I want to see if it'll work. Probably not, though. So probably just going to wait on that. But I don't want to start something and it comes out the shit then I have to explain why I was all crappy and shit. Rather just wait. One seventy-six. Jesus Christ. I don't understand why it's not going higher. Everything is so thin. There's only 8,100 shares at 176. 650 at 179. Then that's it. That's like $2 or whatever. They ain't going to that. Wow. And the bid is very thin also. 6,000 at 175. 500 at 174. 200 at 160. 147 has 200. 144 has 100. So you can see this is extremely thin. There's no support. And there's nothing stopping it from going higher. There's no big blocks. So, and the orders are very thin. Like $50 here, $600 there. Big shares. So, I can't even get into this. Because I'm a big, you know, I'm a dark pool guy. I'm a big buying guy. I'm a big block trader. Because I want to make thousands and thousands of dollars on one trade. So, I'm a dark pool fiend. So the webinar on Monday is going to be pretty much reading the tape, which is a very old strategy that I'm trying to keep alive. Nobody really uses it anymore. Everybody's all about charts and whatnot. So we're going to see how it goes. I'm not really big on charts. I know the pattern I look for, and that's about it. I just trade level 2 and reading the tape strategy. That's it. I can read when the stock's going to pull, when it's going to go higher. I can see all that before it happens. So I kind of already know the outcome in a way. We'll see what happens. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Nice calm podcast today. No trading involved. Just talking business, talking strategies, talking selling strategies for business and so forth. It's fun times. It's a Thursday, but doesn't it feel like a Friday? See, yesterday I couldn't trade because my freaking internet was being crappy. Where one minute it was fine, next minute it was offline, it was online, it was offline. I'm like, what the fuck, right? Today, I just felt like sleeping in, I don't want to wake up. I went to bed extremely late. And I missed opportunities. I got in on this stock, NYMX, and I got stopped out real quick. Small loss, wasn't even that large. It was a couple hundred bucks. Wasn't that big of a deal. There we go. 178, 179. 83.40. Let's see if this could make a push down to 187. 187, 189. 181, 182. Let's go. Come on, you bastard. Run. I see 185 right now on the board. Only one. It's getting killed already. There's too many people selling in this range now because they want to get out. That took out all. All those good to sell orders. That took it out right there. Let's see if this has enough juice to pop back up. This is around 340 to 345 where the stock's either going to go green for the day or go red for the day. Don't know, guys. Oh, here we go. 179 is back, 180. There's only 3,100 shares on 180. That's how thin this is. But it doesn't move that way at all. It moves the opposite way. Hmm. 178 is about to pop on the board. 178 bid, 179 ask is about to pop on the board. I see it coming. Maybe we can stick with the 180s. 180s still holding strong, but I don't know. It's a hard one to read, guys. I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back. You guys want to call? Everybody want to call in? Call in the show. I'm going to take calls for a few minutes. You guys want to ask me a stock question? I'll answer it for you. 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. Here we go, 180, 181 on NYMX. I own zero shares and being paid zero money to talk about this. Sole disclaimer. I guess I put disclaimers up. There you go, 183. That's popping up right there. Never mind, 182 is still staying strong. More selling at 181. Don't know if it has enough juice to get back to 185 or above. There's so much selling pressure right in this range right here, 181 and 182. And there's 58,100 shares at 183. That's how much people are looking to get. Oh, wow. There you go, 184, 183. Can this run? Can this run? Go, go, go. Alright, guys. This is how it is with that 345, like I told you. 340 to 345 p.m. I guess the stock's going to go green or red. Here you go, 185 is back on the board. Let's go. Can this make a run to 190? To 195? Come on, come on. Dan got to make some money. Let's go. $186, $185, all right. Alright, guys. We're looking at NYMX, 183, 184. We're looking for a run above 185. We have a student, Dan, in at 185. I like him to get out of 190. Even though I told him not to buy this, it's extremely risky right here. We'll see what happens. There's 2,000 shares on 187. 4,600 shares on 183, which that's false. We know there's a lot more at 183. It's just not showing. There's around 30,000 between 183 and 184. they went away again. That's why we saw the uptick above 185, then a small downtick. They're hiding themselves. As soon as buying comes in, they'll show back up. That's all about reading the tape, which I know originally we're going to have the webinar today. I have so much going on. We're going to have it on Monday. But we're going to be doing some interactive stuff on through the rest of the week. Possibly we might do a Facebook call. I'm sure there's an option for that. If not that, I probably another podcast. And a nightly podcast, too, probably, maybe, where we can go over some stuff together. We're going to do the webinar on Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure yet. It's been extremely busy. I know we were good for a while. I was doing, like, 1 to 2 webinars a week. But I'm extremely busy with the new head street training coming out now. So, 19,490 shares just came in at 184. We're going to pull back from that, and we did. We're at 183 right now, 182. Everyone, a big buy comes in on the ag side, the stock automatically has to pull back to order to fill all that. So I call that the flush. That's always a good time to get into a stock right from there. That usually opens up a large buying opportunity. What are our guys? All right, I'm back. Looking at NYMX, 176, 177 ask. We want this above 185. I don't know if we're going to get it. It's an extremely risky buy right now. See what happens. As I was saying with the webinar, we're going to have it either Monday or Tuesday. I have a lot going on right now. But we will be doing something probably for the week's over. We'll do something. Maybe a nightly podcast. We can do some a questionnaire or something like that. Always like to keep the group active. But for money-making opportunities, it's been a one hell of a week. Last 2 weeks. Actually, the last month. All the plays we've been having, all the opportunities we've been having, a lot of money-making opportunities. A lot. Either NYMX is about to make a run to $2, or this thing is going to collapse. So I'm seeing a lot of $2 pop up on the list on the wall right now. So let's see what happens. $13,000. Okay, that went away. I showed itself for a little minute, then it went away. There's a lot of shares in this range right here, in the 177 to about 185, but they're hiding themselves. When they want to come out and play, they'll come up on the wall. There's about 6 minutes left in the day. We'll see what happens. There's a stock. Shows itself between 1:40 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. Either it's going to go green for the rest of the day or it's going to go red. We started to run. We had to run above 185 today. It just came flying back down because there's so many cells that are already in place at that range. It tried to go to that range 3 times and it pulled back all 3 times. There's so many cells are just already in place. It's just being triggered. As soon as that bank comes in, those walls will show up out of nowhere, and then bam, they all get taken out. And today, and the podcast tomorrow, same time, 3 p.m., it's going to be more of a trading podcast, where we look at the making trades, Maybe. Usually I don't like to trade on Friday, but I do want to make some more trades this week. 177, 178, 176, 177. This right there, and I was, boom, that'll take right there. Oh, man. Wish he would listen to me more not buying this stuff. He's been buying at the high each single time the last few trades. And the orders are so small. 100 shares, 68 shares. Nothing big. VLTC just put green. 2 million shares traded. Up 6%. I think it's running hard right now. All right, right. That 24,000 shares of 184 before. Now 19,200 of it, now it's at 177. So he's lowering his sell just to get out because he's in too much. And he's out now. 2 minutes left. Let's see what happens. Either in the after hours, this goes up to 180, or this just goes all the way down to 170, 174 range. We'll see. But with the amount of shares it traded and the price that it's up, this will be a trade for tomorrow. Also, it might open up extremely lower than it is right now, but you're still going to have pops where you're able to make 15 to 25 cent gains on this. I just don't know if it's going to be in the 180 range or we open up in the 150 range and it goes to 170-ish, maybe. Just don't know. It depends. All right, guys. The market is closed. Closed at 173. Let's see where it goes. That's the end of the podcast. As always, let the trading gods be with you. Peace.